Well, John, tell me about this team of yours at St Junan's. Obviously, probably a lot of people were looking at the junior team as the team that was going to come through and win the honours this year.
Yeah, look, at the junior A team had a lot of the lads we have now playing with us. We were effectively the third team for a while, but for next weekend anyway, we're going to have a full squad out, which is great.
Yeah.
We have a few lads that have been in the senior squad all year. The likes of Cormac Finn has been there, James Kelly has been there. David Boyle's been there. So a mixture of youth and experience, but it's mostly youth. It's young
team. Cormac, James, and even David.
They would
all have played senior last year, wouldn't they, at some stage?
They did, yeah, they all did. And then, of course, with Lee McMonagall, who played in two senior finals 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, and he's back shooting the lights out as well.
He is so far so good anyway. He's been a huge addition since he came back into us. Kind of mixing it up with the soccer a bit, so we haven't had him all year.
But since he's come back in, tell me about the campaign. Who have you played and who have you...
In the quarterfinal, we played Kilcar. We had a good battle with them. So we had. And then, obviously, Guidor in the semi final really put it up to us. We had a very poor start against them. We were going 2 points down after 5 or 6 minutes. Kevin Casty causing us all sorts of problems there. But look what we got back into it.
Yeah.
And as you said, you know, Lee got a few scores, David Boyle got a few scores.
Yeah.
And came back into well and, you know, finished up winning by 2 or 3 points.
Yeah. And tell me, what about the group games?
In the group games, two of the teams were to play and the group games didn't field, which was, you know, it was a pity in a way. So our third game was actually the only game we played in the group stages.
Right.
And, you know, we kind of wondered how we'd get along in that game, given the other teams had played a couple of games on it. We played Clonneely in that game, and came through that one on it.
Yeah.
So just glad to be in the final again now. We're going for 4 in a row, I think, this year with the reserves.
So obviously, it's a bonus, really, I suppose, having them in the final, given that I know there was a lot of emphasis on the juniors.
No, it's a big bonus. The junior A is possibly a higher standard than reserve, because the reserve has tended to be dominated by the likes of Glinties, you know, Guidor, ourselves, Kilcar. But the junior A probably is a higher level on it.
Yeah.
And that's really why a lot of the lads played junior A early on in the year.
Yeah.
But look, we're glad to have them back, and they've been a huge addition to us since they came back.
And obviously the two teams in action on Sunday again.
Yeah, well, look, at it's great to have the four teams, the two from Eunice and two from Glinties on it. And, you know, our match last year against Glinties in the semi-final of the B was probably one of the matches of the year. You know, we got a goal and a point in the last few minutes to win it by a point. You know, and again, unfortunately, we had a man sent off very early in the game because tempers were running high before the ball was thrown in. So hopefully that won't happen this weekend.
Yeah, so obviously you know each other pretty well.
I know each other well, yeah. Look at Clinties, same as the seniors. They're a very, very serious outfit, good team. You know, they came through the semi-final really well. They played Clonneely in the semi-final and, you know, I think they won by something 15 or 16 points on it. So they're a serious outfit.
And have you got everybody?
We have, yeah. No injuries, thank God. So hopefully between now and then, we'll have two more training sessions.
Yeah.
So hopefully we won't pick up anything.
And would it be important to get off to a winning start with that team on Sunday?
It's
last year.
Last year was great for the seniors because we'd come off the pitch and we were on a good form and we clapped the seniors as they went out onto it. And, you know, it's a special moment when you come off, you have to win the match and you can clap on then the senior team going on. So, look, we'll be hoping for that again on Sunday.
Eddie, I suppose it's your old foes, Niamh Connell, in the final on Sunday. There's been many, many good battles with him down through the years and we'll be expecting more of the same on Sunday.
Absolutely. Always a big battle with Glinties. You know, you have to bring your A game or you're going to be beat. So, nothing, no surprises, no shocks. We know what they're about, they know what we're about. So it's just going to be one of them games.
Yeah, it's been an interesting season for the St Union's second string. I suppose there's been a lot of talk about the fact that, you know, your third team were in the Junior A Championship this year, reached the quarterfinals, and perhaps unlucky not to advance further in that. They had a very strong team, and some of those players have started to filter into the reserves at this stage now.
Yeah, but and needed to. Listen, as I said, there was boys there that really stepped up this year. You know, as I says, you have Kilcar and teams to beat like that there when we didn't have these boys filtering through, and everybody stepped up. But now it's nice to have that experience to come into it with your Nolan Donalds, Lees and Cormac Finns and players to that calibre, you know. So they'll definitely be needed come Sunday against East Glenty's team.
Yeah, and St Union's are always bringing through players, and you mentioned Noel O'Donnell. He's a young player coming in there, showing his worth. Larkin O'Donnell's another young player in there. You know, so there's plenty of football for these young lads to come in and show what they're about.
Absolutely. Listen, look, Unions are with four teams this year, and trying to filter players in into where they should be is another mission, to be fair, for the club. But there's plenty of football to be played in St Unions, and everybody's going to get a chance with that amount of teams. So people like Noel and that are really stepping up, you know, so and full credit to them. The future senior A player there, definitely, particularly in Noel.
Yeah, I suppose you're meeting Niamh Connell, and like, you know, I suppose as we mentioned in there, like, you know, you had a tough semi-final against Gwydor, and you had other tough games in the championship. But at this level, down through the years, it's yourselves and Niamh Connell squaring off pretty much every year, isn't it?
It is. You're going back probably five, six years now. Really, it's either us or them winning it. We've just got the rub of the green the last couple of years, to be honest. But they'll be looking to rectify that. Look, we pinched their pockets last year, to be fair. They were 3 points up in that quarter final last year with a minute to go, and we got a late goal and a late free to win it. So they could be looking to win some of that to try and rectify that as well, you know.
And I suppose it's a funny one in that, you know, your game is the curtain raiser to the senior game, and you know there's such a buzz around Letterkenny now after that fantastic performance for the seniors on last Saturday, and you know it perhaps could put a wee bit of a dampener on things before the final if you don't win. So you've got to do your part of the parcel this weekend and make sure you get that first victory.
Absolutely, you're staying away for the seniors then to come in after. So look, we're going out, we're going to give it our best shot, and we're definitely going to be trying to win this. We do have a strong enough team as well, but, you know, Glenties aren't going to be easy beat. So, it's all, for me, it's going to be all on the day. So, hopefully, we can get over the line.